All right, guys, welcome to the eighth episode of Smithy U.S. History Audio Boom. I'm just getting out of a basketball game. My voice is going to be a little scratchy, a little deep. Bear with me here today. First topic of the day is Federalists versus Anti-Federalists. These are the two groups during the time that the Articles is coming to an end and the Constitution's being debated. They are not political parties. The Federalists, they are the guys who support the new Constitution and want to see it passed and adopted. And the Anti-Federalists are the guys who have three main concerns about this new Constitution creating a government that's too powerful. Let's deal with those concerns that the Anti-Federalists have. Number one, the Anti-Federalists are concerned that it will place too much power in the hands of the nation instead of the states. They're concerned about a center of power in the nation's capital and that all the power resides there instead of in the states. So that's concern one. Number two, these guys are also concerned that they might raise taxes high and create a big army to make sure that you pay those high taxes. This is a fear that they have of a strong government. High taxes, big army to enforce it. Third one, the most important of their objections. The third objection, most important, they are afraid it will take away individual liberties. Their concern is that this new government doesn't list out what your individual liberties are, and so this new powerful government will take away your rights, it will take away your liberties. And that's going to be the big one that the Federalists will have to address, and they're going to address it by creating the Bill of Rights. So this is Federalist versus Anti-Federalist. Second topic is the Federalist Papers. The Federalists decide that in order to persuade the people of the United States to adopt this new Constitution, they are going to have to persuade people by writing essays and having these essays published in the newspapers of the time in Boston, Philadelphia, New York. And so they write a series of 85 essays, Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, and the father of the Constitution himself, James Madison, all write these. And it's one of the biggest public relations campaigns in American history. They get out and they succeed in persuading people that this new Constitution is a good thing and we need to adopt it and change the government over from the Articles to the new government under the Constitution. So that's the purpose of the Federalist Papers. It helps to persuade the country to make the change. And this is where I pause for a second. What we have now, okay, is our third major topic, and that topic is the Bill of Rights. The Federalists address the Anti-Federalists' scare, concern, by creating the Bill of Rights, these first 10 amendments to the Constitution, where they specifically list out the rights that you have as an individual. And so, on this podcast episode, we will tackle three, and we'll try to tackle them about as quickly as we can. The First Amendment that is created is something that social studies teachers often talk about as having the five freedoms. They are the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom of the press, the freedom of assembly, and the freedom of petition. First, freedom of speech. As an American, you do have the right to speak your mind. You do have the right to state your opinion on politics, religion, most anything. So you do have freedom of speech, and that's a very valuable thing to be able to talk against your government and have your opinions shared. However, you do not have complete freedom of speech. And we have gone over the different examples. No, you can't say bomb on an airplane or fire in a movie theater. You can't do anything that represents a clear and present danger and might get somebody injured. So you have limits on that speech. You can't curse in school classrooms. You can't do stuff that you may want to do. We do place certain limits and restrictions. And so freedom of speech doesn't mean you get to just say anything, but it does mean that you do have a freedom to state your opinion. Freedom of religion. Next one. The country essentially states that it will not establish a religion, that it will not force you to worship in a way that is not in keeping with your beliefs, or so we try to make sure that we allow for space for people to worship freely. And so freedom of religion means that we don't have a state religion here in the United States. We may have a lot of influences, but we don't necessarily have a state religion. So freedom of religion, also another very important thing. And we do have limits on freedom of religion. Again, you can't say, hey, I'm just going to go sacrifice all these animals because my God or whoever decide, you know, tells me that it's okay. You can't go kill people and say, hey, God says it's okay. You can't hide behind it. So there are some limits on the freedom of religion. Next one, freedom of the press. In the freedom of the press, what happens is the media, the press, and when we say press, we're originally talking about a printing press, newspapers. When they report on the news, they can do so freely without the government telling them what the news is. So free from government control, they write and they create the story, free from that control, free from it being tainted by government opinion. So today our press is more television, it's more internet, even social media. But either way, we have the right to report on things without being controlled by the government. Next one here, it will be freedom of assembly. Freedom of assembly means you have the right to get together in a group and protest. You have the right to state your mind and opinion. It's also well said to say freedom of peaceable assembly, freedom of peaceable assembly, meaning you can't come together and start breaking stuff or start a riot. That will get you in jail. That is not a constitutional right you have. But you can come together. You can come together and protest peacefully. The next one after freedom of assembly is freedom of petition. You may petition your government for your rights, for your opinion to be heard. You can let your elected officials know that you have opinions and that you want them heard, and that you want your concerns to be addressed. And so those are the five freedoms: freedom of speech, religion, press, assembly, and petition. The Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is the amendment that relates to gun rights. Second Amendment is a controversial amendment in the sense that people debate it heavily in terms of what it means, what was its original intention. But either way, it does mean, the way we tend to take it as a society, that you do have a right to bear arms. And so there's some details here that we could get into some depth on, but we're going to avoid a lot of depth on that for now. But this is in essence your gun rights amendment. And we could debate why people are concerned about that, or what concerns they should have, or perhaps how we should regulate or not regulate. But either way, this is the right to bear arms amendment. The Third Amendment is basically no quartering of troops in your house. And when we say quartering, you're going to see that word. Quartering means it's like headquarters. Quarters. Quarters is a place where people stay and sleep and live. Well, it used to be that governments would station troops in your home. And that way they would save on the costs of keeping the troops. And it was a big inconvenience for you to have this soldier stuck inside your house. Well, the colonists got tired of that. And they got frustrated with the British for doing this. So they made sure, when they wrote the amendment list, that, hey, we're done with having troops, okay, in our house. So as part of this, you do have this freedom from having the government place troops within your home, okay, without your permission. These are the first three amendments of the Bill of Rights. That's the Federalist Papers. And that is the debate between the Federalists and Anti-Federalists. Those are all three some kind of deep topics. Thank you for listening. Look for a quiz on Edmodo. And if you have any questions, shoot me an email, gsmitheye@ccisd.net, and look for the next episode, which will cover the rest of the Bill of Rights. Thank you.